Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight we have an unusual episode because it's part two of the Warwick Symphony Orchestra. Catherine Gagnon is back. Welcome back, Catherine. Long time no see.
Thank you, Mike. It feels like it's been forever.
I know. Gee. Well, last week we had the opportunity to do a special Easter program that featured music that you're going to be doing in your spring concerts, which is coming up just next month, May 24th at 7:30. You'll be at the Pilgrim Senior Center. And then May 27th at Goddard State Park, Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, it's a great way to spend Memorial Day weekend.
There you go. So Easter is now behind us, and we're looking forward to all the plants coming up and all those things that happen in springtime. And Memorial Day weekend, the kickoff of the summer, actually. So
absolutely,
spring will fly by.
Terrific.
Last week, we listened to quite a bit of music that you provided for us from American composers, and we're going to stick with that same theme again today, right?
Absolutely. Our spring series is actually entitled Awakening the American Spirit, and so we're actually looking to present a pretty diverse program of music across genres that kind of ignite that little American fire within each of us.
One of the things that's probably as American as you can get as far as Broadway shows are concerned is one of the original popular shows, one of the older ones, Oklahoma.
Yes, Rodgers and Hammerstein's classic. We'll be doing the selections from Oklahoma arranged by Bennett, pretty commonly performed piece by community and professional orchestras alike.
All right, this is a pretty lengthy piece, so why don't we get that in, listen to that in this first segment. And then we'll come back and talk some more about the concerts that are coming up and the orchestra in general. So here we go. We'll do that, then take a short break after it's done and be back with more.
Yeah.
We are back on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Catherine Gagnon, the music director for the Warwick Symphony Orchestra. And Catherine, I did kind of a quick introduction to get that music going, and we didn't spend a whole lot of time talking about the orchestra because this is part two, as we're saying. Last week, we had the opportunity to sit with you, find out what the orchestra has been up to and what it's made up of, even. But we'll do a little bit more about that today. And one of the things that I don't know if we've touched a whole lot on in the recent past, anyway, I know that when you were first on the program, we asked about you personally and said, what's your music background? Why don't we just touch on that for a moment, if you don't mind? And when did you start getting involved with music?
That's a long story. So I began, like many children, studying piano when I was about 6 years old. Grew up in Western Massachusetts, right outside of Springfield. Played piano throughout my childhood and went to public middle school, at which point I was introduced to the fact that I could sign up for band. And so being a piano player, I instantly became a percussionist in the middle school band. Bored of the mallet instruments in those few years of middle school, and asked my band director if I could challenge myself with something a little bit harder, in which case he kind of ran to a closet and came back with a French horn.
Well, it's a perfect tie-in. I mean, you're
absolutely.
Banging away, and then you go to a French horn.
Yeah, right? And why not self-teach yourself the French horn? So, handed me a fingering chart, sent me home for the summer with an instrument and a mouthpiece, and the rest is kind of history. I sort of just taught myself for a few years, had some great experiences throughout high school, came to URI for my undergraduate degree, and continued playing horn, and got a degree in music ed, and I've been a little busy ever since I graduated teaching.
And never left the URI area.
No, in fact, kind of fell in love with the ocean and can't imagine actually living far from the water at this point in my life. So settled here down in South Kingstown a few years back, and I enjoy myself keeping busy playing and teaching.
So teaching is an important part, obviously. You're the music director of the orchestra, takes up a lot of time, I'm sure, but that's not your full-time job. So.
No, I actually, my full-time job is I teach instrumental music pre-K through 8 at 10 area Catholic schools. And kind of run around, put a lot of miles on my car, but really enjoy the opportunity to work with the students of all those ages. And in addition to that, I run a little bed and breakfast in Kingston.
Well, wow. So that keeps you, that does keep you busy. I forget about the bed and breakfast part. I haven't been over yet.
You got to come over, have a glass of wine.
Okay. All right. We'll look into that. Let's get back to the Warwick Symphony Orchestra and their presentation that's going to take place next month, May 24th, Thursday evening at the Pilgrim Senior Center, 7:30 p.m. And we've been listening some music over last week and this week about the different kinds of music you're going to be playing. And we should probably mention that last group, although it sounded exactly like the Warwick Symphony Orchestra, it wasn't.
No, it was actually the Cincinnati Pops Orchestra under the direction of the amazing Eric Kunzel. And, you know, they're a fantastic Pops Orchestra for sure, have always been. We hope that we do that particular piece as much justice.
Now, I'm going to show my ignorance a little bit because I've heard his name for many, many years. Is he still directing?
No, actually, he passed away several years ago.
Well, the way you phrased it, I thought it was he was still going because he couldn't possibly still be going.
No, unfortunately.
All right, but they did a lot of recordings, and particularly of pop tunes and Broadway shows. Let's go to our next piece of music, which is going to be what?
It's going to be a piece by Morton Gould. We will be performing the second movement from his American Symphonette No. 2. The movement is entitled The Pavane. Over the years, I have tried to feature some of the terrific members of our orchestra in certain pieces where they're featured as soloists. And this particular piece will be featuring our principal trumpet player, Robbie LePage, who is a performer and a teacher around the area, including at CCRI in Warwick. The Pavane is just this lovely little tune with this ongoing trumpet solo that kind of keeps coming back, having conversations with different members of the orchestra. It's a great piece. ¶¶
Catherine, I think we'll have the opportunity to get a lot of music in tonight, and you have three pieces that you've selected for us that kind of set the mood even further.
Absolutely.
It's kind of sophisticated, but it's a caravan of stuff.
There you go. Yeah, we try to balance our program so that there's a little bit of something for everyone, no matter what your personal taste in music is. And so I thought that no American music program could be complete without touching upon the music of Duke Ellington. Mm-hmm. So we brought in for you a little sandwich of some original pieces for Ellington, by Ellington, some of which were arranged by Marty Gold for his orchestra. Marty Gold actually, later in his life, arranged, conducted, and recorded some music for RCA Victor. He referred to it as light orchestral mood music. And so these three pieces are actually going to be performed in one of his arrangements for full symphony. And they are Caravan in a Sentimental Mood and Sophisticated Ladies.
Wow, that's all words that I used in the introduction.
Go figure.
All right, we'll listen to those and be back with more. Thank you.
one of our favorite ladies, a sophisticated lady.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Catherine Gagnon, music director of the Warwick Symphony Orchestra. And for those of you that have been interested in the music we're playing and would like more information about the orchestra, you can do that very easily by going to the website wsori.org. wsori.org. And if you'd like information the old-fashioned way and you want to use the telephone, you can even do that. 401-287-8338. Operators are standing by.
There you go.
There you go. All right. Catherine, thanks for coming in again this week and bringing us your information about the orchestra and the things that are coming up. We want to recap. And one of the things we did last week was mention the fact that it takes a lot of people, a lot of time, a lot of effort to put these concerts on, and some sponsors. So why don't you just review that one more time for everyone?
Sure. So for our spring series, we were very fortunate to receive sponsorship from the Greenwood Credit Union in Warwick for this particular series. We'll be presenting, of course, at two different venues in May. And then we have had ongoing season sponsorship in terms of media by both your station, WCRI Classical 95.9, as well as the Warwick Beacon and John Howell and his team over there.
Excellent. Warwick Beacon still ticking after all these years.
It's amazing paper. They do great things.
They do great things. Great community asset. And just one more time, the concerts are going to be May 24th. That's a Thursday evening, 7:30 p.m. at the Pilgrim Senior Center, Pilgrim Parkway in Warwick. And then a few days later, Sunday afternoon, 2 o'clock, May 27th at Goddard State Park Carousel, Ives Road in East Greenwich/Warwick. And tickets are extremely reasonable. I'm almost afraid to mention the fact that they're $10, is that correct?
Yes, general admission for our series in the fall and in the spring both have traditionally been quite reasonably priced. $10 for general admission, and then children 12 and under are always free.
Wow, what a deal. So you can take the whole family and have a wonderful time, support the community, support this wonderful orchestra, and listen to some great Americana music, as we've been listening to. That last one with Duke Ellington talking on his recording and everything, it was pretty cool.
Absolutely.
Yeah, some original things there. The other thing that is happening to finish off your season, if you will, is there is a possibility of an encore performance?
Absolutely. So if audiences miss the two performances on May 24th or 27th, the orchestra will be featured again this year at the Gatsby Days Fireworks Celebration, and that will be happening at Patuxent Park at 7 o'clock on Saturday the 2nd of June with a rain date of Sunday, June 3rd.
All right. So get out and support the orchestra. We have a couple pieces of music left, and I know that last week we closed with these, and I thought it would be nice to do it again because they both kind of embody to me, when you think about that Americana pops band kind of thing, this is this kind of music to think about, right?
Absolutely. We're going to start with the Billick American Civil War Fantasy. We will be performing the orchestral arrangement of this piece, although the recording that we're going to listen to today is actually the band version. And it is filled with all kinds of tunes from American history, dating back to the time of the Civil War, including things like Listen to the Mockingbird, Camp Town Races, When Johnny Comes Marching Home, and the Battle Hymn of the Republic.
Even Dixie is in there, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. You can't have a tune like this without Dixie.
All right, here we go.
Thank you.
Catherine, I can't thank you enough for coming in 2 weeks in a row and doing Conducting Conversations and bringing your great Americana music to our audience. I'm sure you brought back a lot of happy memories for a lot of people listening to some of this music that you provided. And we wish you all the best in the upcoming concerts, May 27th at the Goddard Memorial Park at the Carousel, and then a few nights before that, May 24th, Thursday night at the Pilgrim Senior Center for their spring concerts. Thanks, Catherine. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks for having me back.
We're going to close tonight the same way we did last week, right?
Absolutely, because it's pretty much a tradition for the WSO to leave our audiences at a Spring Pops performance with something in Sousa's own particular style. And so this year we are going to be finishing our series with the Washington Post March.
Thank you very much, and to the rest of you, we'll see you next time on Conducting Conversations. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.